This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for David Fair this morning with Creative Impact. This is our weekly series. It focuses on the impact of the arts and creative sector on all of our lives inside of our community. Creative Impact guests are the driving forces that make Washtenaw County one of the strongest in Michigan and one of the most vibrant arts and creative industry hubs, not only in Michigan, but in our region and certainly recognized across the country. The Arts Alliance is the local agency serving and advocating for all of those creative people and industry experts who live, work, and own these businesses inside our community and lead the sector locally, nationally, and internationally. Our partner on this project, the Arts Alliance, is represented by Deb Pollack, the director and co-host of Creative Impact with, not normally me, with David Fair, but I'm sitting in for him today. So welcome, Deb.
It's good to be in the studio with you, Patrick.
I know we've switched things up a little bit, so we're trying not to throw you off too much, but what are we talking about this morning?
You don't look like David, so I think I should be able to call you Patrick through the show.
You're not the first person to notice that. You're like the third. So we are not the same person, but welcome. And who did you bring with you today, and what are we chatting about?
Well, we're going to chat about one of the most ancient of creative industries, architecture. Pretty much since humans have been out of the cave, we've designed dwelling places. And our guest today is Kristen Knight. She's a senior architect with Quinn Evans, an Ann Arbor firm that has projects all over the world. And you may not know this, but it's likely that you and many of our listeners have been in a building that Kristen has worked on and designed. Ever hear of the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum?
I've heard a little bit about
that. It's this big building out in Washington.
There's some stuff in it. You can go look at it.
Yeah. That's one of Kristen's projects. Well, so
cool.
Let's welcome her to the studio.
Oh, Kristen, thanks so much for being here with us this morning, and thanks for coming down to WEMU to chat about your profession and its impact on our community.
Thanks for having me, Patrick.
You know, Deb, what is on your mind here? I know there's so many things. Where are you going to lead us this morning?
Well, you know, the show is always so short for me. I have so much I always want to talk about, but I think we're going to talk about a couple of things, Kristen. First is that you are have just become the president of the American Institute of Architects Michigan chapter, which is really awesome. So we want to talk about that. And then I also want to talk about a project that Quinn Evans has just been selected on, but we'll hold that a little bit.
See, Deb, you're learning this radio thing about teasing and keeping listeners along for the ride here, because they're going to suffer through the horrible, boring part of the interview now to get to the super tease. No, we're going to have a great conversation reveal later on. But
yeah,
it's
the
good
big
to know.
Reveal.
It's good to know that you're picking up some radio tips from David. So, Kristen's first, congratulations on being selected to lead this group statewide. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what is the AIA and what do you do as president? Are you kind of like the guiding force for the direction, or are you just the figurehead, or what's your role?
Well, thanks. So the AIA is the American Institute of Architects. We're a professional organization supporting architects across the country. And for the Michigan chapter, we have about 1,600 members across the state. We provide everything from fellowship to support for continuing education, support in the firms, kind of what people want to do. So things that we can provide, for example, are just example contracts. And for a small firm, you may not have an attorney on hand, so you have to look for a barometer to see where you should be placing things. So as a president, I'm a guiding force for our board. We have a board of about 16 people, again, members across the state.
So it's kind of like, even like the Arts Alliance, we're a service organization, and you help do some of that stuff, education, communication, and all of that, and bring people around the table.
Exactly.
Excellent.
So you mentioned, Deb, when we were talking off the air here, we're talking about the demographics of architects, not just in our state, but across the country. And one of the things you were pointing out is that Kristen is a woman leading this group.
Right. And Kristen had mentioned to me that she's only the fourth woman who's been the head of this chapter, the Michigan chapter. But women have been part of architecture for a century or so. Is that correct?
That's right. Actually, since the 1870s is one of our earliest women architects. And so you may say, well, why does it lag so long? But it's been a really slow uptick in the population of women in architecture. So when I was in school 20-plus years ago, the population was about 30%. So 30% of my class was women. Now we have a much greater parity in schools. It is about 50-50, and so that's wonderful to see. But we still have a lag in terms of the profession, especially for women in leadership, because you just have to be out of the out of a school for so long before you can attain those positions in a firm.
And I think this is something we see a lot and across various different industries, especially ones that are typically STEM-driven, is that there are more women in it today, but leadership, in your case, there's a 20, 30-year lag in many cases for people that are owning firms and people that are stepping into roles like yours.
And is that the same? High topic, diversity, inclusion, and equity. Is it the same of people in color in the architectural world?
It's actually even worse, unfortunately. As an example, African American architects are just about 2%
of
our
goodness.
Population. Wow. It's very low. And that's actually one of my guiding policies for the year that I personally want to work on as president is equity and diversity for exactly that reason, because we are a better profession if we have diversity of opinion and expertise within our profession. It only helps us serve our clients better. And so that's definitely an area we need to improve.
This is Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for David Fair today with my co-host, Deb Pollack. Thanks for being here, Deb. And our guest today that you just heard talking there is Kristen Knight, the senior architect at Quinn Evans Architects of Ann Arbor and president of the AIA. You mentioned the importance of diversity. You mentioned education. Are there efforts at a younger level to improve, get people on board with thinking they can become architects, or getting kids interested or college students interested in this as a profession?
Absolutely. So one of the programs that we have nationally is called Hip Hop Architecture, and it's focusing on minority students, high school and younger, that can help that study architecture during a summer program for a week or two, depending on where it is, and it's across the country. So we actually had some of those located here in Michigan.
Is there a soundtrack that goes with that? A hip hop architecture?
Well, is it all? I mean, give us an idea. What do they point out? What are they doing to get younger people interested in this as a field?
I think the biggest thing is just exposure, because people don't think of what an architect does or think of it as a profession. And especially if you're from a disadvantaged background, you may not know any architects. You have no idea what that includes. And so you've never thought about it as an option. And just exposing people to the idea gets them really excited.
It's one of the reasons that we're so insistent on the idea of arts and creative industries in education in general, because they're good jobs, and we don't talk about them. We might talk about the arts specifically in performance-wise in education, but not about the creative industries, and the architecture world is certainly there. I'd like to actually get back to the tease,
okay,
if I can.
All right, the big reveal.
So, Kristen, your firm had just got a great, great commission. So tell us about that.
Yes, we are now engaged with working on the Michigan Central Station in Corktown, Detroit.
So this is the big Ford project, the gigantic old that's been sitting there for many, 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 many years, empty and rotting into the ground train station in Detroit.
That's the one.
It's huge.
Is this overwhelming? I mean, what's the scope of this?
It is a little overwhelming. It's 650,000 square
feet.
My head can't even wrap around that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
How do you gauge the scope of a project? How do you wrap your head around that, as Deb just said? But also, I think this is a building, and this is something that's important in our community, too. It has a profound historical importance in our community throughout Southeast Michigan.
And an emotional hold as well.
Absolutely.
There's an emotional connection to it, too. So everybody's going to be watching you.
Yeah.
Very much. And so that's something, I grew up in Southeast Michigan, so it's something I'm keenly aware of. And it's been interesting to get the architectural team on board, because some people are not from Detroit or from Michigan, and they don't necessarily understand that. And I that was part of my intro to the project, is that you have to understand this is a huge impact psychologically, emotionally, physically within the city.
And when there's a project like this, are you given like an overriding goal, like besides historic preservation, is it to create a community feel to integrate it into the surrounding community? Or how do you look at a project of that size? And I'm sure
plus
that's
the function
going, right?
Of it, because
absolutely.
It's going to be it's an office building, right? I mean, plus other things.
Well, yes, it's intended to be mixed use. So the ground floor, Ford has the vision that that's intended to be a publicly accessible space. So I'm sure events will be held there, but also to have services such as restaurants. The upper floors are intended to be office with a little bit of residential at the moment is planned or being talked about. But remember, too, this is only one building in a whole campus that Ford is establishing in Corktown. It's over 1 million square feet. And so the station is a significant part, but it's not the only building there.
Can you give us an idea, just if we're thinking about it too, what is a million square feet? Is there something comparable that I could have in my head to think about how large of a space that is? I mean, I think I've heard in Ann Arbor there's about 1.4 million total square feet of retail space. So if you think about the entire city of Ann Arbor, all the retail space is almost the same size as what you're looking at.
That's right. And actually, so the National Air and Space Museum is about 600,000 square feet too.
So that's pretty big,
They're comparable sizes.
So if you've walked around the Smithsonian and been a little overwhelmed by the sheer volume of space that you're surrounded by, imagine getting handed a project and saying, make this work for all these different people and all these different reasons and all these different uses, and pay attention to the historic viability of it, and make it an emotional connection to the surrounding community. That sounds like a tremendous challenge.
It's an exciting project. Is there a way that people will be able to keep up on the progress?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be in the news all the time.
You can't avoid that part.
Ford will continue to reach out to the community and host events like the Winter Festival that happened over the auto show. I don't know if you ever saw it.
No, I saw that, yeah.
The light show was amazing. I'm sure there's going to be things like that from time to time. It is a construction site, so we can't have people inside. We've talked about having cameras to monitor construction. We'll see if we can make that happen.
Well, and a nice feather in the cap, Devin. Thanks for bringing this here. This firm in our community is leading this humongous project, which we recognized all over the world.
And exactly.
Hopefully a landmark in the city of Detroit that will remain for decades to come past this.
Yes, absolutely. Another outstanding creative person and firm in our community. We can brag about it, and bragging rights is great. And Kristen, thanks for being our guest today, and we wish you well as you lead this project with the rest of your team, and we'll look forward to the progress. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much.
This has been Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for David Fair today, and thank you again to Deb Pollock and the Arts Alliance for being our tremendous partner on this. Partner is not exactly the right word. Deb does almost all the legwork here. I just show up and look pretty.
You look great.
But thank you again to the Arts Alliance, and thank you to you for listening on 89.1 WEMU.